Paul's letter to the Ephesians is the earliest of the four prison epistles found in the New Testament. These epistles are so named because these are the four letters that Paul wrote while imprisoned in Rome, supposedly during the first of two incarcerations. It's commonly believed that during his second incarceration, he wrote his second letter to Timothy, primarily because of the references in that letter to his impending death and to the more grave and serious tone of that particular letter. Now, the letter to the Ephesians was delivered along with the letter to the Colossians and the letter to Philemon by Tychicus. So these three letters can be accurately dated to approximately 64 AD. In other words, they can be accurately dated to about the same time period. And while the letter to Colossae addresses specific problems that are found at that church, and the letter to Philemon is a personal letter addressed to Paul's personal friend on behalf of his runaway slave Onesimus, Ephesians is a less personal letter. In fact, it's a very doctrinal letter. Now, some suppose that the letter of Ephesians was more of a general epistle, and that references to this letter having been addressed specifically to the church at Ephesus may have been an addition placed in the letter at a later date, and that the letter was not specifically addressed to Ephesus, but was rather to be circulated, or may have actually been addressed to the church at Laodicea. As we look through this letter, we want to keep in mind that the Lord Jesus Christ, in the book of Revelation, speaks to the Ephesians and says that he has somewhat against them because they have left their first love. And he is very angry with the church at Laodicea because they have become lukewarm. They're neither hot nor cold. If we keep these things in mind, we can have a pretty good idea of where this letter was being circulated and what the purpose was as we look at specific items that are being addressed and specific issues and specific problems that are being dealt with. And again, this is a very doctrinal letter, so Paul is addressing Bible doctrine here, and it's very important to notice that in the book of Ephesians, whereas the other prison epistles that we will look at, which is the letter to the Philippians, the letter to the Colossians, and the very personal letter to Philemon, are all written in a much more personal vein. We also find that all four of these letters are written in a very positive manner. That is, there's always an element of hope. There's always a focus of the hope of salvation. There's always a focus of the work that we're to do here on earth on behalf of the kingdom of heaven. There's even a particular focus in this text, in the letter to the Ephesians, on the principle of working out our salvation. And that is not to say that our salvation is something that can be earned or something that can be worked towards, but that once we are saved, that, and you may have heard this expression, that there is a recognizable outworking of our salvation. And that's what makes this a very doctrinal book. That is, that's what makes this a book that's very important with regard to the teaching of the walk of the Christian in light of what the Lord Jesus has taught us, and then in light of what the apostles and disciples have continued to teach and continued to model for us in the book of Acts, continuing after our Lord's ascension. Now, one thing we want to recognize about the writing contained in the letter to the church at Ephesus is that this is not geographically specific or demographically specific. In other words, this is not written just to a small group of people to address a small issue. This is something that is written to all saints everywhere. That is, all of these issues that are addressed, all of these doctrinal issues that are pointed out, all of these items apply to all Christians everywhere. All of these items that apply to our walk, all of these items that apply to our faith, all of these items that apply to our faithfulness, they apply to each individual Christian, and they apply to each and every individual ecclesia, or each and every individual gathering or collection of saints. And so we can apply these items. Now, one of the beautiful things about the early portion of the letter to the Ephesians is that there's a grouping of verses in which we see Father, Son, and Holy Spirit glorified. And we'll look at this in more detail as we move into the letter. But in verses 1 through 6 of chapter 1, we see the Father glorified. In verses 7 through 12, we see the Son glorified. And in verses 13 and 14, we see the Holy Spirit glorified. As we move forward with a brief overview of the letter to the Philippians, we discover that this is an incredibly upbeat or uplifting letter. One of my favorite verses in this entire letter is found near the end, Philippians 4:3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. When Paul writes this letter, he's making an assumption that spiritual maturity is a standard. And it's wonderful because in a very short 4-chapter letter, he can cover some very intense detail about the Christian walk. He can also talk about the joy of the Christian walk. He can also talk about joy and triumph over challenges and suffering. He can talk about how good comes out of apparent evil. He can talk about how we are, through our trials, through our tribulations, through our challenges, he can talk about how we are the shining light of the world, how we are Christ among the nations, how people can see Christ in us, and how we can realize Christ more in our own lives, and how we can edify one another.